Here in this country, the tough economy has struck especially hard at people who lost their jobs in middle age. They're too young to retire, but don't exactly have time to work their way up from the bottom, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
A long time ago, during the Depression, a group called 40 Plus was founded to help middle-aged professionals find jobs. Some seven decades later, the group's Washington chapter is experiencing a renaissance.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Here in a rented basement apartment, it's standing room only. About 40 attendees have come for a lecture on using social networks to look for jobs. Tamara Miller is among them. Miller is a rabbi who lost her job as a spiritual counselor at a hospital 2 years ago. With churches and synagogues strapped for funds, 64-year-old Miller can't find a job. But she says she can't afford an early retirement either.
I couldn't get Social Security for another year or two, but even then I couldn't retire, no.
In the meantime, she writes a blog to keep in touch with parishioners, and she says that helps her get spiritual support she finds she craves as she deals with joblessness.
I think people, sometimes they feel lost, and their callings, you know, the thing that they thought that was their purpose in life has been taken away. And who are they without a title, you know, without a 9-to-5 job?
Middle-aged unemployed people typically face more financial pressures, such as supporting a family and paying for kids' education. Rich Marin is a senior editor at Pew Research Center. He says young people's job problems compound problems for jobless parents.
They are having to welcome back their grown children, and that means families are retaining expenses and sharing resources for longer periods of time.
The unemployment rate among the middle-aged is less than for the population overall and far less than for very young job seekers. But demographers and labor economists say the recession squeezed middle management, and those positions are also slower to come back. Also, experience doesn't necessarily work to their advantage. Sometimes it makes finding a match for their skills harder. Of the dozen or so job seekers I interviewed around the country, many say they believe ageism runs rampant. A 52-year-old engineer who lost his government job 2.5 years ago says experience used to be valued.
Now, all of a sudden, we're finding employers don't want us. You know, why is this happening? It's because we're older, and there's this false perception out there that we're no longer any good and we're going to cost more money.
He says many employers believe middle-aged workers are technically obsolete and that the bias toward hiring younger workers is strong. Human resources professionals say there's no hard evidence for this youth bias, but they note there are simply fewer leadership positions, and the competition for them is fierce, which is why it may take older workers longer to find a job. It took almost 3 years for Elise Nagrin to land an entry-level position, and she says she's long given up being choosy.
I'm working at a nonprofit veterinary clinic. I'm seriously underemployed, and I actively seek work every single day.
Nagrin previously was chief operating officer for an auto finance company. Now she's making $10 an hour. No longer able to afford living in Long Island, New York, earlier this year she moved to Florida to live with her best friend, who is also unemployed. Nagrin says her response is to try to look younger than her 57 years, at least on paper. She's taking fancy titles off her resume, hoping to camouflage her age and experience. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.